Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. If you want to catch the latest Memes of the Week videos, then subscribe to me over at MGTOW TV. Link is in the description. Plus you'll get content from people like Turdflinging Monkey and Terrence Pop, just to name a few on the platform as well. Now on with the memes. This first one shows you how you can go from lower tier incel to average incel by getting surgery from 5'3" to 5'9". I can't wait to see what his future Filipino wife says when all the kids are short after he squirts. Looks like the guy got Gattacut. But still, imagine going through all that pain and paying up 100 grand to still only be 5'9". Notice that the doctor has a bigger smile in the second picture because he just got paid. Number two is a gold-digging woman that deleted her husband, and only after that did she find out that she wasn't in the will. They even look like they have three kids together. She was probably hoping to get $3.6 million out of the deal, but in the end she got nothing but a trip to the big house to have Broomhilda shove a broom up her crotch. If she was smart, she would have taken out a life insurance policy and then done her happy dance. Pretty much the same way the wives of these guys that were lost at sea did for 29 days. But for the men, they say it was a nice break from reality. More like a nice break from being emotionally abused and nagged. Next up, we have an AI-generated CEO of Twitter. Her image was floating around everywhere after Musk mentioned that the CEO replacing him would be a whammy. Some people were also saying that she was a Japanese health minister with milkers like those. You know that in the future an AI will probably be able to do a better job than the average politician and be better looking too. Number four is a Lonely Friends model that got banned after filming a random video with a fan that wasn't over the age of 18. But of course she probably isn't going to prison because the younger guy that she was with is still considered a man even when he's not legal age. And he's probably the one that has to take accountability. People are probably saying that he was also lucky to have been taken advantage of by her. Moving on, we have yet another guy that's 5'0" getting the surgery that makes you taller. The crazy part is it doesn't make your arms longer, and people will probably notice that you're suffering with T-Rex syndrome. This is the new black pill philosophy of looks maxing for men, so they can get women into their beds. Soon enough, women are going to start looking for holes in men's legs to make sure that they aren't cheating with regards to height. If they find the holes, they'll cheat on them with Chad's with their hole. Up next is a based beta Bob dad. He found out that his daughter was cheating on her boyfriend, so he decided to tell the boyfriend. I guess that's one way to keep boys away from your daughter. I hope he told the other guy as well, and she ended up losing both of them. Someone needs to mail this guy a number one dad mug. I also hope he told her boyfriend to not tell her that it was him that told him about her cheating. Up next we have a woman that gave into her husband's threesome dream as a 40th birthday gift. How old is this woman? She looks like she's around 50. If that's the case, then she's probably afraid that she would lose him and that he'd leave her in a midlife crisis and find another wife. She looks like she was only a spectator, but if she wasn't there, then that would be the real gift. Again, she probably only gave in to his request because she was afraid he would leave. Number 8 is Queen Vivian, telling men that if a DNA test confirms the baby is not yours, it still means you have to take responsibility for the kids, because women go through a lot in marriages, and women deserve better. But what do men deserve? Probably to get cucked by this queen, no doubt. Not my monkey, not my circus. She has the audacity to tell men stuff like this with a smile on her face, thinking that most men will still simp for her. Number 9 is another dad that tries to keep guys away from his daughter. That's what a dad is supposed to do to try and keep their notch count as low as possible. One of Sly Stallone's daughters has even said that her dates won't return after meeting her scary dad. If I were him, I would hide the toilet paper and replace it with the three seashells when his daughter's potential boyfriend show up. Moving on, when a woman tells you the past doesn't matter and all that matters is that she loves you now, remember that she's lying to your face twice. Number one, she can never love you the way that you love her because you're not a cat, kid, or canary. Number two, her past does matter because if she's been through many schlongs, there's no way that she can bond with you. Number 11, here are a couple photos that have surfaced of Kourtney Kardashian and Megan Fox. The real question is who took these, and were they taken on Epstein's Island or possibly Dubai? Maybe they were taken by Michael Bay. Apparently he got Megan Fox to audition for Transformers by having her come over and wash his car, while he filmed the whole thing on video. She still doesn't know what happened to that video either. Moving on, we have another woman that deleted her husband, and this one, instead of getting rich off the insurance money or from his will, this one decided that she would write a book about her grief. Talk about plausible deniability. How can anyone suspect her of a crime if she spent months of her life writing a book about grief and she was grief-stricken? The crazy part is she was writing it as a children's book. Number 13 is an image that shows you the typical woman in Western European countries. At least Italy has the color red in it. That's a start. MGTOW's gonna make this happen even faster. At least the new women in Britain will keep the tradition of still having bad teeth. But you just know that the majority of Africans will go back to Africa when the social safety net crashes in Western Europe. And welfare is over. Up next, I ask you guys, would you smash this woman? The answers include, how drunk am I? Another guy said only if his kneecaps were swollen, his legs were broken, and he's forever bound to a chair. Yet another guy says that he would after 10 Bud Lights. Someone also felt sorry for that poor chair. My favorite one is someone asking if that's Amy Schumer. Number 15 is someone asking incels the question what's stopping them from doing this, i.e. transmaxing. Usually what's stopping them is that they're straight and aren't attracted to men. Funny enough, 90% of trans women date women or trans women and not males. If you fail as a below average man, you can always try and turn yourself into an average woman. In disguise, of course. I think this is only going to grow as a movement as hormone replacement therapy makes them shrink. Moving on is a delusional woman thinking that it's tough being a guy because he has to get up and text all 10 of his girlfriends good morning. Funny enough, I don't think she's joking and believes what she's saying. Because to her and most women, boys are invisible. The majority of them are. They don't even exist. Only the good-looking ones do. Even if I had 10 girlfriends, I still wouldn't text her good morning because she looks disturbed. Number 17 is a woman named Teresa wondering why white men are feeling left out of diversity, equity, inclusion. She asked the question about why we should care and what we should do. I don't know if she's playing dumb or if she understands the point of DEI is to exclude white as wonderbread males to give other groups a chance to rule. It's equitable and not about equality. But I think she already knew that. Next up we have Israel Adesanya being taken to court by his ex-girlfriend for half of his wealth under de facto marriage laws in New Zealand. If you cohabitated with a woman in Australia or New Zealand after 2 or 3 years, it's a de facto marriage, and she's entitled to half. Sometimes even avoiding legal attachments to females is not enough. But we all know she's the one that's supposed to pay the toll. The normies have discovered that they can now be divorced without even getting married. Number 19, what do these 9 teacher women have in common? They were all caught within 2 days of each other, suckling the schwing-schwangs of their students. These are only the ones that got caught. Imagine how many are still out there trying to get with somebody's son. I'm tired of reading stories like this. Why couldn't this happen to me while I was growing up? Just kidding. Most of my teachers were hideous and weren't as young as these. Number 20 is a woman that went out without a bra, wearing a tight shirt. And men were staring at her and she's a victim because she was disgusted by their looks. They told her they couldn't help it. This shows you the desperation many women feel as they get older and become invisible. But she probably would have enjoyed the male attention if it was from Chad instead of Chud. Now she gets even more attention having a video of hers played by the Sun. Moving on, we know the blackpillers are right when they say there's no gym for your face. But there certainly is plastic surgery from an office. Unfortunately, if you do that, you'll probably end up looking like one of the Bogdanov brothers if you go under the knife. Number 22, we have a woman that's humble enough to say that she chose the wrong man to have a baby with, but is confident to say that she'll find the right one for both of them one day. You mean right cuck. I'd believe her claim if she was willing to be with a single dad. But the right man that she wants isn't going to get serious with a single mother. She's going to have to settle for someone and then get divorced. Tyrone is fun, but it's Cuck Rogers that ends up paying the price. Next up, you're nuts if you don't pay close attention to women these days. Otherwise, you might find yourself with a trap. Although the girl in this video said that she put on a fake plastic one under her skirt as a joke. I'd certainly got a lot of attention. Number 24 and the last one this week is a woman that suggested an open relationship to her husband. And then when he fell in love with the other lover, she was heartbroken. Maybe he left her because of her liberal violet hair. She played stupid games and won stupid prizes. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Remember, I make these for free, so donate if you can at the PayPal or Subscribestar links below for more content like this. Also, once again, check out MGTOW TV for content you can't get anywhere else. You're definitely going to enjoy it. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.